Make yourselves comfortable. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay? I forgot to buy a cable for my mic, so hopefully, good. Just giving a few more minutes for people to arrive. Hi, Len. All right. Dave, are you new? I don't recognize you, but are you in, have you been before?
It's my first time, Ellen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And I don't think anybody else is new. No. But welcome anyway. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Okay, well, when you're ready and your body is comfortable enough, allow your eyes to close. Maybe before you do that, really take in the little squares, your friends. And then you close your eyes, you take your friends with you into the shrine. I read a very beautiful sentence today in French. I'll say it in French first. It said, incliner son cœur pour qu'il touche chaque instant. And in English, bow our hearts so that it touches every moment. Bow your heart. And let it touch every moment. Outside the shrine, it's our mind that we angle towards every moment. But in the shrine, we can at least be open to the possibility that thinking in the context of the absolute doesn't really have much weight. In the shrine, we're not really engaging with the past or the future, with our lives in the way we do outside the shrine. So we don't really need to think, actually, because if you're here, it means that all the practical things are sort of taken care of, at least for the time of our gathering. And, you know, maybe there'll be some creative thoughts and some neurotic thoughts, but just saying here in this very safe, sacred, and therefore safe space, your heart can take precedence on your mind. And it can bow to touch every moment. And your breath too can touch every moment. And your body, your felt sense, which means allow your heart, your breath, your body, your felt sense to be free to flow moment by moment. And to touch each moment, I think for me it means something in the realm of devotion, where outside the shrine, my body mind may be engaged more with thinking, with the affairs of my life. Here in the shrine, we orientate towards that which we love the most in a way, because it's our deepest spark. It's our origin. And it has many names. And it doesn't like to be thought about. Our deepest being likes to be touched. Directly. And maybe you notice, because your thinking will come back, that when thought comes back to touch the moment, it's a familiar, for each one of us, a familiar feeling. Something dries up, as if the moment, the experience lost its suppleness, its depth. And it does. It loses its connection to the whole. Just allowing experience. I'm making sure everybody's muted. And feel your body just innocently welcome the sensation of the body. I think most of us are sitting somewhat in a vertical posture. And if possible, if it's possible not to be leaning against the back of a chair, or just only if it's possible, it's fine if your body needs to recline or lean against the cushion. But if it's possible, I invite you to sit in a comfortable enough, but where the torso is freestanding. And then feel the flowing down of the weight of your flesh, your muscles, your tendons. Just allowing gravity, the earth, to take the weight of the body. Let it happen. You don't manufacture it, but somehow we cooperate with it. Your shoulders, your wrists, your fingers, your jaw. Your eyelids, your cheeks, feel it from the inside, it makes it easier, it's like a big downward flow. Your back body as well. Warm water flowing down the back of the skull, of the neck, shoulder blades, length of the back, into the earth is porous. And at the same time, feel the skeleton, the feeling. Don't try not to see it, but see if you can feel a feeling of verticality, as if as this fleshy muscle tendons become liquid and move down into the earth, there's a sort of simultaneously the opposing movement of the skeleton from the top of the head moving upwards towards the heavens. And again, we don't manufacture it, but somehow we listen for that subtle line of energy. Make sure your chin is resting where it should rest, and don't do it, just allow it. And now feeling the breath. With the in-breath, let the in-breath come from deep inside the earth, through the pelvis, into the pelvis, that's the inhale. And the exhale moves back down through the pelvis into the earth. Just do that a few times in your own rhythm. No anticipation, no rush. Inhaling from deep inside the earth in to the pelvis. There's a pause there. And then the out breath through the root chakra, through the perineum into the earth. The pause, and then the next inhale. Surrendering the weight of the pelvis, enlivening the sensation of the pelvis. Yes, and now the next inhale will come from high up in the sky, in through the top of the of the head down into the pelvis. And the exhale, you spread the breath inside the pelvis, allowing the pelvis to expand, the sensation of the pelvis. Inhaling through the top of the head, down into the pelvis. Exhaling, letting the pelvis dilate, expand in all directions. And now we do the in-breath simultaneously coming from the depth of the earth and the height of the heavens and gathering in the pelvis. So inhaling from both directions into the pelvis. Long, smooth breath. The exhale, feel the body and especially the pelvis expanding in all directions. Letting go of the restrictions. Letting go of the breath, of the weight. The whole body now with the out breath, feeling the whole body merging with the openness all around. And the verticality of the body, elongating deep into the earth, high into the heavens. Reconnecting with the true nature of the body in a way, our human body, like a mediator between heaven and earth. No need to understand, just let the words speak directly to the body. Yes, now let the breath be natural. Feel the aliveness of the body just as it is. Our innocent, trembling, quivering aliveness that we call the body. And because we're in the shrine, we're willing to let it be a little bit freer than outside the shrine. As if we were going around the body, opening up the places that are usually shut tight to keep God knows what inside. So just let this body of yours, come undone in a way. Because it's back in its true habitat, which is the openness, the welcoming, friendliness. Simple. Let your breath be free. We're not directing it, but nevertheless, listen to the breath and first of all, ask yourself, is it free? Is there a quality of holding the breath or controlling the breath? And I'm sure there is for most of us. So first, just really touching that with your heart, meaning really feel it. The holding, I mean. Now feel a little bit more closely the belly with the in-breath, the belly with the out-breath. And you just say, hi belly, hi moving belly, you can be free. You are moving in me and I am the open listening heart. And then you can go around the body and speak to whatever place may need a little encouragement. Just to be, like maybe in the head area, behind the eyes, that place that is so busy on behalf of the separate self, the fearful, overthinking, planning, evaluating, judging, or doing all the things that the separate thinker spends a lot of time doing. So just going up there in the head area and just feeling. Feeling your forehead, your eyes, the tension in the temples, the tension in the brow. Maybe even you can feel the tension in the brain. And again, you just go, you don't have to sort of label these things. You're going to feel sort of a magma of sensations. And you just say with your heart, hello. You place this magma of tension in a bath of warmth and friendliness. And off you go. You're like a nurse with your attention, a nursing attention, bringing a message of love to the body of separation. Maybe you go to your heart area. Just sit there for a while, listening with your feeling, with your tactile listening. See what you hear. Maybe you don't hear anything. So you hear nothing and you whisper to the nothing. You can be exactly as you are. You are welcome. Or you may feel something, which again doesn't need a label and may move and morph and in a way come back to life and then flow into the bigger flow of the body. In the end, it's one big flow. So don't worry too much where your attention goes and what flow, and just know that all the flows, all the rivers of the body will converge. Maybe feel that right now. Feel all the bodies of sensation converging into one. Sort of cloud-like flow, like a magma of vibration. The body like a cloud of a mass of sensation. You let it, in, it penetrate the space all around. Don't let the potential pain or discomfort crystallize separation. If there's pain or discomfort, just bring a blanket, bring some softness, some breath, some encouragement to release into the openness. Let your body move now without opening the eyes and without being too quick. Slowly let the body move. You don't have an image for the body. It's more like a river of sensation within a bigger body of water. So it's like a ripple. Let the body ripple. And if you're sitting on the ground and the legs want to extend, let the legs extend. Let the arms float away from the lap. The spine, discover what the spine does when it's a plant in water. In a way, feel that the movement is arising without you knowing how or what its trajectory is. You're just enjoying, tasting moment by moment. And now slowly let the body come back to the place of alignment. Slowly, slowly. Don't bring it back. Let it come back. The arms, the hands, the head, the spine, the chin, the shoulders, the breath. Hello, body. Making friends with the fact that our body does suffer. It's natural. Not judging the suffering. Not willing the suffering away. In the shrine, it's easier because we don't have the complexity of the psychology of the story, which in other moments is very important to explore, but it's also very important to come here in the shrine and just plunge the body-mind in this welcoming, friendly, all is well bath. All is well here and now. Feel the here and now. Feel yourself to be whatever the word would be that could condense here and now. Maybe that's heart, in the heart. And we do some movements because the body is made of movement. It is movement. And so we experiment with movement in the heart. So very slowly let your head trace a circle. Your head and your neck, but those words mean nothing. It's just a ripple in the heart. Slow and smooth. Let this movement discover how pure it can be, how purified of any anticipation, jerkiness. Don't impose that, just be open to the possibility. Now the other way with the head, with the ripple. The secret is to feel yourself to be the body of water in which this ripple appears, that you'd simply taste. Out of sheer delight, without any notion of how it should be. And now let that movement dissolve in you. Slowly the head comes back. The breath is free. And now it's the whole torso. So feel your torso, but don't conceptualize a torso. The torso is maybe barely feelable, but nevertheless, feel the torso and slowly turn the torso, or rather let the torso turn towards the right side, very slow, so that it can purify itself of the doer, the mover. Pause. The hands can rest on the left knee, the shoulders drop down through the palms of the hands. It's not mechanical, the body, it's a ripple in you. Let it ripple, let it expand. No right, no wrong. If there's suffering, say yes, suffering, whatever that may mean for you. I want to taste you. I welcome you. And now the torso, slowly, don't do it. It's ghost-like, barely there, rippling towards the right side. Smooth and slow. The hands on your right knee, right thigh, your shoulders. But, you know, they're not shoulders, a sensation rippling, flowing down through the arms. The arms into the palms of the hands. The palms of the hands are heat, the heat penetrating. The thigh resting on the earth resting in itself. And the top of the head drawn towards the ceiling. And the breath. And feel the whole body. Body space. Nothing needs to happen. All is well. Let the little bubbles of suffering bubble up. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Everything in the end is swallowed up by this openness. Yes, the torso comes back towards the center. Slowly make your spine round, collapse your spine, let it round itself, the lower, middle, and upper back. And don't do anything and feel, I don't live in a limited body bag. In this moment, I'm letting this aliveness remember that it's not a body bag and that it's just an amazing expression of the mystery of life. And now slowly, slowly, without feeling that you're doing it, but rather cooperating with a natural flow of energy that arises up from the pubic bone, unfolding the torso very slowly, like a flower. First the pubic bone, then the belly, caressing the space in front, then the middle torso, the heart area. It's very sensual. The face. And then again, let the torso round itself. So it's like a wave, lower, middle, upper. Very subtle movement. No, don't feel you have to do it perfectly or understand it perfectly. Just do whatever these words evoke. Rather, allow whatever these words evoke. The breath is free. Yes, and now feel the, it's like a licking of the torso from the pubic bone. Belly licking the space in front with the whole front of the body, very sensual. Yes. And this time, feel your elbows drawing back. Maybe your hands resting in the space behind, arching between the shoulder blades, your face towards the ceiling, your throat offered. The breath is free. Make sure you don't crush the earth with your fingers. It's a friendly connection. Yes, and now the torso comes back. Your hands come back, everything coming back to that neutral place. But when I say neutral, that's not a nice word. I mean beautiful place. The place of peace. Let the body come back to peace. Doesn't mean that everything stops. The body mind is alive, so there's still sensations and feelings and thoughts. But somehow we're anchoring ourselves in our being rather than, certainly not in the thoughts. But not even also in the sensations and perceptions, although we're welcoming all of that. We find a stable base in our being. And the pelvis and the breath help. Feel your right fingertips moving sort of forward along the floor or along your lap. And then let the right arm float up into the space in front, just smooth lifting of the arm. Fingertips alive, touching, grazing the wall in front. Now feel, without moving the right arm, feel it moving. Feel the subtle arm moving all the way to the vertical. Feel how weightless it is. And now let the physical arm imitate the subtle arm and move all the way up to the ceiling with the same feeling, completely weightless. Long fingers. And if there's burning in the shoulder, let it be, let it radiate, it needs out. Feel your right armpit shining a big light into the center of the space. Dropping your right arm into the right arm. Dropping your left arm into the earth. And slowly the right arm comes back. Long, long arm, let it graze the wall in front. The palm of the hand very alive, touching the space. Last one to arrive is the winner. Let the right arm disappear. After the physical movement ends, let the subtle movement continue until it fades and fades. Dropping the weight of the pelvis, the hips, the legs, the arm, the right arm. And feel the left fingertips grazing the chair, the cushion, the floor, very alive, the fingertips. For no reason, you know, we're doing all of this for zero reason, just to listen, to listen to our tactile experience. And now the left arm airborne, floating to the horizontal, long fingers, very alive fingers, not dead fingers. Resting the left arm on the invisible table. And then let the subtle left arm, the arm of energy, like a ghost arm, float up towards the ceiling. It's very free, right? It's completely unrestrained. And then let the left arm, physical arm, imitate. No weight. Barely any substance. And I know the shoulder is complaining because my shoulder's complaining. And so you let it complain like a child, that you give permission to shout out into the space. Long, long fingertips touching the ceiling. Let the left arm drop into the left arm. Left shoulder drop into the torso. Right arm flowing into the earth. Yes, and slowly, slowly, left arm, slowly. I'm not looking, but I imagine some of you can't wait, anticipate, let it happen slowly. Because in those very slow motions, we get a chance to liberate little bubbles of tension, listening. Yes, left arm dissolving. Dissolving, dissolving. Come back to the totality of the body. allowing for the suffering of the body, whether it be physical pain or emotional pain. Just allowing, really, it means giving space, giving time for things to unfold. Even though, in a way, everything refers to to timelessness. At the same time, a pain, a suffering needs to unfold in space and time until it rejoins the now, something like that. As long as it's suffering, it's like it's crystallized time and space, and it needs to thaw until it rejoins the peace of the now. It's maybe the image would be a crying child before it can fall asleep in its mother's arms. It needs to cry, it needs to express its distress or fear, or whatever it was. So there's no rush for things to reach the peace of the now. And again, let your body move. And this time, just see what happens if you really give the body freedom to move and forget about, for a moment, our exploration in the shrine. Just see what the body would like to do if it's given the freedom. Eyes are closed. That's the only prescription. The body can stand, and I should say you, because you and the body, you are the body. In this moment, especially when you're expressing, let yourself express with movement. Maybe I should say it differently. Let movement express you. That relieves you of having to know what's happening and what comes next. Let the movement shape you moment by moment. And it doesn't have to make any sense for the mind. In fact, the less sense it makes, the better. Make sure the breath is part of what allows this expression. And if the body is standing, let the earth, the feet, the legs, the pelvis. And if there's no movement, I don't believe it. Each one of us is a dancer. Find that inner dancer. Pull it out of its corner and let movement animate it. Let the movement be as strange and as non-beautiful as it wants. There may be a creature that arises out of nowhere. This is a playful exploration. We're not looking for anything deep, dark, and meaningful. At the same time, if something deep, dark, and meaningful arises, give it the space. Your hands, your face, your head, your hair, your teeth. And then sometimes it moves into something more subtle, maybe. Really feel it's benevolent, whatever it is, even if it's dark or angry or scary, it's still surrounded with the benevolence that allows all exploration. There is darkness in manifestation. Yes, and then let this movement fold back up into the stillness. Slowly. Into the open stillness. Into the still openness. It's home base. Or I should say it's home. It's not really a base. It's open in all directions. Feel that. Feel multidimensional vastness. And you can let go into that. Let yourself merge with it. And if you land on a tension or a feeling, a me feeling, something that contracts and limits, just hover there, feel it, kiss it, and then just take off back out into the vast multidimensional space. Just, it's okay to, you know, to land. It's the nature of being human, of being in a body to some extent. But here in the shrine, we also exercise, practice taking off into the borderlessness that is also, or that is, our essential reality. And we just discover how it works. We keep getting called back to land again. It's like a magnetic pull back to land on a feeling, a tension, a thought. But then up, we go into our spaceship and we take off, and we take off powerfully enough so that we can orbit the magnetic field. The law of attraction, we go beyond it, and then we're free, we're in, floating in openness. Merging with the totality. And sometimes It's as if both were happening at once. We're merged with the totality and we feel the landing on the limitation and now I will shut up. Just don't do anything. For a few minutes, we just partake in presence. Let's have a break, 5 minutes, and come back. Go gently. Hi, Len. All right, guys. Sorry I talk too much. Every time I want to lead a meditation, I promise myself that there will be large, large moments of silence. But anyway, that when that happens, I'll be happy. Anyway, if you would like to speak, oh, we've got another new, Jenny, I think you're new. Are you new? Yeah, welcome. So we've got, you know, about half an hour, a bit less, and you're very welcome to tell me to shut up. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. I think my little inner critic is sort of like going, we were talking way too much, Ellen, today. No, anyway, you're very welcome to ask a question or, I don't know, anything you like, just share. It's very lovely to see you all. Len, is that your hand? I'm talking too much yet again. Go ahead.
I just will say that your words today, I don't know what happened or why or how. Your words today, for me, led to silence.
Okay, well, that's reassuring.
And that's all I can say, and you know what that means.
Good, Len, I'm glad. Thank you for sharing that.
Amazing.
Hilka, now I feel like I've gonna get all these compliments because I went fish. Anyway, you see, this is such a good example, just so you know that, you know, like here I am, you know, guiding us, and yes, probably coming from the place of silence, but then there's also this habit of doubting, and it's here. So, but anyway, feel free to compliment.
Yeah, no compliments, just oh, good.
Go ahead.
Because it's like the silence from where you are speaking, it's so strong that it doesn't matter if there are words or movement or anything, but the silence here, it's so deep. Just like a womb, just sitting and coming. And it does, it's magic always, so. Thank you.
I'm so happy, Hilka. Thank you.
And you know my health challenges and everything, and just all the pain is gone and all the tensions are gone, and it's not for nothing, really.
Thank you, Hilka. Jean Marie.
Yeah, also feel it was a bit different tonight for me, and that I felt a different kind of sensation of suppose just to call it feeling myself the warm bath, and at the same time just the physical sensations, the flow that's taking place in the warm bath, and it was, yeah, it was just really wonderful. to feel that. I don't think I've felt it like that before, which was very encouraging for me.
Yeah,
so happy to hear that. Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, it just, for me, I suppose it means that just keeping on with it, even though it doesn't necessarily make always sense, you know, it just...
It doesn't make sense. You know, it's so not rational, this exploration. I mean, we're using words and the sentences make sense, but it's really more about the heart. And that's why the words bath of friendliness, all those words, they're so innocent and simple that they break through the sort of cynicisms of our minds or the ruthlessness of our thinking, you know. It's quite dry. It dries everything up, our thinking, quite a lot, even if it's well-intentioned, you know. So here, I think when we use certain words, it touches the heart. Mm. And the body and the heart, they're so connected. They're so connected. Whatever that means, that doesn't make sense either. But yet, I'm sure when I say that, something in you says, yeah, body and heart are connected.
And the word friendliness. And
friendliness, for sure.
Yeah,
friendliness.
So, evocative.
Bath, because
bath, warm bath.
Yeah, warm bath. Yeah. Well, also it speaks directly to a tactility, and we all know what it feels like to feel safe and held. And then that's a stepping stone to then letting go of that habit of holding and defending. And I mean, it's love really, isn't it? But anyway, I'm really happy, Jeanne-Marie, that you could touch it and that you also share it with us.
Yeah.
We were all in the bath together, you know, like blowing bubbles. Doing whatever kids do in baths. And
it was lovely for you to, you know, before we started, where you said, just look at everyone and just take everyone in and take them with you. That was lovely as well. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, definitely the togetherness is also something that the reasoning mind, I can't explain why when we're together, something really does take place. But we could use really horrible words like, I don't know, relational field or...
Yeah, it's just a magical field, isn't it?
Yeah. Magical field, exactly, exactly.
Powerfully magical, yeah. Much nicer than being on one's own. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Annika.
Yeah, what I loved is when you said kiss the tension or the me feeling, just kiss it and take off again. And for that, that meant two things for me. On the one hand, just lightly kiss it. With other words, don't make a big deal of it. It's here, but it's not so important that you should start digging and working at it. And the second meaning for me was that taking off meant, look, here it is, here, follow me.
Mm.
So I loved that part. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Francis Lucille, I remember, it just came back to me when I was speaking. I just remember just years ago sitting in his house at the time, I just can see myself and him guiding a meditation and him saying, be like a bird, you know, that never lands. Or if you land, just you take off immediately. And I remember just, I find it amazing that sort of meditation like that, that's quite poetic and not very precise, can really, really deliver quite a powerful
yes.
dose of understanding. And, you know, that's the magic of these meditations, yoga, sort of, they're not precise, and yet they do really pour understanding into our being, like, maybe precisely because they're not precise, precisely not precise.
Yeah, because the mind can't cling to it. The mind has nowhere to go, yet it imagines, sees, feels, yeah. and follows, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's like art.
Mm, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again, Annika. Yes, Jenny Fadronsky.
thank you so much. I felt that your many words really like were the container for me to experience how much my mind made a drama of, like, it's so hard to be in my body. It's so, this kind of, like, I really felt this block of. And then through the meditation, there was this switch, and suddenly it was just easy. And this, it was such a contrast that I could really experience. So it was quite profound to feel that the mind is, I don't know, like this mm-hmm. wall, and behind it there lies this ease, and it's, yeah. Like a before, after, so.
Yes. And there's no bypassing that process, which is difficult. Somehow we have to taste the resistance and the thinkingness and the sense of agitation and all that. There was no way you couldn't have reached the place you reached without really somehow engaging with that and feeling that and seeing what that was and sort of exploring that. And that is so such a friendly attitude towards this poor mind that we keep bashing in the mind. And actually here, and I think that's why it's like you know Jesus when he goes and gets that sheep that strays away and brings it back. And here I feel like we do that with every part of our experience. So including that moment that's like, oh my God, I'm in my head and I can't and I don't know what to, how, that moment is the sheep that's going away, and the meditation somehow makes it possible to come back to yourself or something anyway.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah, maybe just to add, like, but then I also feel that the mind starts to live, or the magic is that the mind then starts to live differently in this
mm-hmm.
ease of the body, you know, because like I think for a living but letting this go and resting in the heart, then somehow.
And like, the mind relaxes. Yes, yes. Because thinking is a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
It's natural. It's, I don't know what we are talking. You know, it's so hard to talk like this about the mind and the body, and like, because I think when we share meditation like that, everything sort of, those words don't really fit anymore. But what fits is your lovely face and expression saying so much. It's like, I don't know, we don't know anything about each other and you now, but somehow we know everything. That's the beauty.
Yeah.
And you, very nice that you're here with us tonight.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh no, are you scratching yourself, Karen, or are you waving? You were scratching yourself. It's very nice, the backdrop, Karen, your blue, the blue and the green. Don't worry. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm outside of my school. I have a break.
Ah, okay. Very yeah. Cheerful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very healthy.
Yeah.
Oops, I'm being asked a question.
Okay. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. You know, I'm a teacher of high school, and it's, of course, I need to be somewhat chatty. And I had doubts as to how deep this practice could go into my teaching, because it's tough when you're interacting with people to not slip into identifying with the ego and habitual patterns. But I have to say, this year I feel like, wow, I'm almost maybe 50-50. And I just thought it was interesting when you brought out the critic, because I do that too. Not knowing what this should look like, what being a teacher in a classroom should really look like for me. I don't know. I'm surprised though, and I don't know if you've noticed it in yourself, but I'm surprised at how much you can bring it into your work. This non-identification.
Yeah. And you just said, I don't know, how did you say it? I don't know what being a teacher should look like. And I think that's perfect. Don't know how, what a teacher should look like. That would be the correct outlook. I think it's, you know, sometimes we think about what we're doing, you know, you're a teacher, I'm a therapist, we each have different activities or situations that we can reflect upon. But that's in a moment of reflection. But then in action, I think we sort of have to drop, hopefully, to our fixed ideas, otherwise it's really stifling. And that's what we find ourselves doing, 50-50, like you said.
Yeah.
And that's normal. It's human, you know, like I don't think, for me, the aim isn't to get rid of the ego 100%. I don't see it that way anymore. I really don't. I think we are, we're not God. We are these human.
Yeah.
And somehow maybe God wants to discover itself. I don't know. In other words, all the suffering and the overthinking and the negativity and all that, maybe it has a reason. Maybe it's valuable to explore it on its own terms and share with friends and not be too spiritual, too quick to spiritualize
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. But it's nice to hear that you're feeling, I think what you're saying is you're feeling maybe more relaxed, less.
It's really possible. I guess I doubted it in interaction. I doubted it in, oops, am I frozen?
You're frozen, but your voice isn't, so.
Okay. I'm just surprised in interaction. Oh my goodness, like not identifying with myself. I'm just as much, you know, I'm just amazed.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, guys, it's such a sweet gathering tonight. I can feel each one of you, and really sweet. Thank you so much for just, I don't know, just being so present. And come back next week. Take care.
Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you, Len.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you all. Exactly.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Carlo. Bye, Anna. Bye, Timo.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Zuzu and Stephanie.
It's wonderful to be here.